Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Welcome to Saturday Frights, the podcast. I am your co-host, the Projectionist. And now, for your host, Vic Sage.
Hello, friends. Originally on this episode of the Saturday Frights podcast, the Projectionist and myself were going to be discussing the holiday-themed Twilight Zone episode entitled Night of the Meek. Being the holidays, it only made sense to pick that episode featuring Art Carney as a department store Santa Claus that found comfort in a bottle when he couldn't bring true happiness to the kids he saw around him, until he was given a very special gift by the Twilight Zone. However, much like the Twilight Zone, life does its best to teach us lessons, to make us better in the long run. I had a family issue pop up this morning, one that quite surprised me to say the least. I won't go into much detail, but the amount of time I devote to the Saturday Frights podcast, Diary of an Arcade Employee podcast, and their Facebook pages, as well as the Projectionist Sinister Tales of Terror and the Retro Radio Memories podcast, along with my day job and the work on the Retroist site, had hurt the feelings of a loved one. A request to cease this additional work was made, and I am ashamed to admit that I didn't see I was causing harm. So today marks the last episode of all of my podcasts. I feel heartbroken to do this, but I also know, for the sake of my family, it's the right decision. Now, you might think it's not hard to do a podcast, and you would be right. It's not like I'm digging ditches. But it does require lots of time to write, edit, and of course, record. While it may only be a 30-minute show, or even less, it will have taken me easily 4 hours to put together. Granted, it's always been made a little more difficult with my co-host's schedule and temperament.
To say the least, Sage. Not to mention the amount of tea I must drink to make sure my throat
isn't damaged when speaking as the Projectionist. I know that it wasn't exactly a secret that I too played the part of the Projectionist. When I first set out to make the Saturday Frights podcast, I felt a creepy co-host was the natural choice. I will admit that I never dreamed the character of the Projectionist would grow as he did. In all seriousness, that character is far more popular than myself. Seriously, check out his Facebook page. I want to thank each and every one of you that took the time to listen to the show. I know that many of you didn't care for the storyline that I ended up injecting into it. The download drop-off numbers were staggering, to say the least. I mean, it's a long dip from 32,000 downloads an episode to 1,000. But I thank you all that have stuck with it. While I may not have succeeded in making the podcast the best it could be, or what it should have been, I did try my best. I hope in the 65 episodes I made, I was able to bring you a little enjoyment. In that aspect, Art Carney's depressed Santa Claus and myself have a bit in common. What did the future hold for Vic and the Projectionist? Well, Bill was going to become a very real danger in that alternate timeline they had become stuck in. Much like what happened with the Projectionist in his youth, Bill had begun to meddle with dark forces. Probably by the end of next year, thanks to the efforts of the Retroist, IC Robots, Daniel 13, Allison Venizio, Retro Art Blog, Doug McCoy, and others, a true portal back to the correct timeline would be opened. With the Projectionist and Vic returned, it would have eventually resulted in a battle for the Retroist Vault. There are so many people to thank for all their help on the Saturday Frights podcast. Words of encouragement when I needed it, musical help like with Peachy and Tony Longworth, sage advice from Daniel 13, and like I said, many, many others. I could not have done it without you. We were a month shy of our 3rd year anniversary for the show. So, with much love to you all, have a very safe and happy holiday. And from your friends,
the Projectionist,
and Vic Sage, this is Larry Looper, signing off. The concession stand is closed. This has been a Retroist production.